When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Up next is the Brandon Jamel Show, only on the BJS Superstation.
Damn.
We're up and running,
guys. I feel it. I feel it.
Feeling
Chase,
good?
Hi.
Hi.
Chase, what's good, Chase?
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod, friend of us personally. The biggest Denver Nuggets fan in Los Angeles County.
You've been probably out of it.
For years. Brandon, you don't understand.
Yeah.
Chase has been on the Denver Nugget train for 3 years.
There's been many stops I've never gotten off.
Yeah.
She's no bandwagon. She's talking about going to Vegas to put a bet on game one.
Wait, are you for real?
Deadass.
Yes. I've never seen you.
I know. All I've been doing for the past 2 weeks is regretting not going to Vegas before the season started because I could have gotten
you gotta do it.
Yeah. And I've never been to Vegas. So I'm just like, if there was ever a time.
Come on. This is it.
Do it now.
You will be the queen out there. The only Nuggets fan.
Damn. I'll be the only one.
Well, you won't be the only one, but you'll be one of the few women who's a Nuggets fan.
Yeah.
It'll all be dudes.
Right.
Oh. And then it'll be you.
Yeah.
Just like, whoa, there's one woman in a nice cashmere sweater.
Just like smelling good, like bringing a lot to the table.
The only person who's not like a veteran in the Air Force or whatever.
Okay, wait, what's the current fragrance?
I'm doing Molecule right now.
Okay.
You know?
Whoa.
Wait, what is that? What does that bottle look like?
It's sort of rectangular. It's like, I know like everyone had it at one point, but it just smells so good. I just don't even care. And I feel like no one really has it now. So I'm bringing it back.
Right.
You know?
I'm still using the same fragrance that I had in 2019.
And what is it? Is it
Boutique 34?
Some lavender.
No, it's, You've smelled it.
I smelled it on me. I thought it was lavender when I smelled it, but it's some elevated.
I don't think so. I actually don't know the profile.
It's got something in it.
But this is that I got here and then Chase hit me with something that you hit me with, and it's something that was deserved. And it's something that I was very apologetic for. But it was, hey, I'm so sorry for being late. And Chase hits me with,
you mean that?
Are you?
Yeah, are you really? Niggas don't believe you.
And that's something that I usually would say in my head. It just kind of came, I heard myself saying it, and I was like, oh, I said it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because that's my first thought. But it was more like,
if the Nuggets were in the finals, you would have kept that.
Exactly. I'm a bit on edge. But it's just like, you know.
We're trying to figure out your relationship with time, Brandon. You don't do great with times.
I know, and I'm trying, but it was...
You suggested 11.
I was improving. I think that's what hurt.
That's what hurt. Is that we had 12.
Idea. It was your
and
idea.
And then you go, I could do 11. And in my head, I'm like, that's a little early, but yeah, I could do 11.
Parking here at 11 is a dream.
Yeah.
So I'm like, sure, please.
Yeah.
Come in, like, that'd be nice.
No,
like,
if it was still noon, I would have been early.
Well, would you?
That's what we wondered.
That's what we were debating.
No, I would have.
I believe he's been. Hey, you believe it or not, he has been on time. There was a couple.
I've been on time lately.
He was on time to the Derek and Drill show. You was on time when we did the solos.
Yeah, I've like relapsed.
Two times. Like, he was on time.
He had me on like a... Like I was...
Two times he was on time.
Okay.
But it was two times in a row.
That's a good... Yeah, you were on a roll.
But I kind of... I relapsed on time.
You and time are not, y'all are not on the same
wave. Not, but you know, I'll be like, yeah,
what happens?
Yeah, what?
I woke up really early and then went back to sleep, and that's what gets you.
Buddy,
wake up early, you got to just stay up.
We've all done that.
If I had just waken up at like 7:30, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, I can afford to go back to sleep for a couple more hours.
Sure.
I wake up at 11 a.m.
So did you get up at 7:30 or you just woke up and you were like, I'm going back? You weren't like 7:30. Okay, do a couple things. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to head back.
Because I'll be up early too. And I'll see Brandon will be up.
Yeah.
Like early. In my head, you like, you jump out of bed at like 7. And then some shit start happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Though it all, yeah. And well, okay, so this is, I mean, today was... It's like we made it work. We're making it work.
Come on,
and
we're here. We're all making it happen.
Very sorry. Like I'm on my hands and knees.
We right appreciate now. You, brother.
I'm on my fucking hands and knees.
We know. We know what's all happening.
But in the
I
past,
hit you hard.
The thing is,
you're struggling.
I was
recover.
Not expecting that either. When you did it, I was like, oh.
It shit. Hits hard when it's like a couple words that sting. You know, it's like what happened? Why are you so late? It was just like, are you?
Yeah.
And it's like, it'll cut to the core.
What we want for
I've ran out of time to say more words.
What we want for you, Brandon, is to be like, we wanted it to be good when you want time. Like, we're not trying to like wag our finger. We just want you to be on time.
Yeah. No, of course. Of course. And I'm working. I've been on time the past few times.
Yeah.
And now it's just
I just
relapsed today.
Yeah,
look,
I just slipped on
It's Thursday.
I've got
Thursday.
My own things that we can't talk about on pod.
Sure.
I can talk about off pod.
It's a thirsty Thursday as well.
But
it's tough.
No, there's none of that.
Oh no?
No, I was not getting thirsty on Thursday.
On Thursday? Yeah. Oh no, right, because that would have been yesterday. Because it's not thirsty Wednesday. You know, that would have been yesterday.
No. There's Tim had that birthday party the other day, but that
all
was,
right.
But I've been all my P's and Q's.
Two in a row. I was shocked.
I was, you know, but what I was gonna say is that I've been with both of you on the road separately.
Mm. Little road talk.
We've been on the road separately, but there's and when time has come into play, things have gotten hairy on the road,
but when we are on the road together, it's I can't even. I'm not on time.
Yeah,
like it's just.
But
we,
like
we
for
both
what?
Out of whack
for the flight or the
show. The show.
Like, okay.
It's usually to the show.
You've like left your phone. I've had to be dad.
I was the one being the It's when we get together. I lose all my
You lost your phone in Portland.
In the Uber.
Sheesh.
Had to run a guy down. Oof. It was.
I got your phone for you the next day. Your
but then
flight
was the one who booked the wrong train tickets.
To Vancouver. That was the Vancouver situation.
This guy buys tickets to goddamn Vancouver, Washington.
Where it's Vancouver to Seattle. I get to the Vancouver, Canada, Vancouver, British Columbia. I get to Vancouver, British Columbia train station. I'm like, I'm here for the train. They go,
Vancouver,
this is Washington, you dumbass.
Oh
dumb. But then I rented
God.
A car.
You
I
did rent the
car.
We got it done.
I got us through.
We got there. We
the
got
guy
there.
At the border was asking us about the store.
Yo, we, because
oh,
it's
yeah. a,
you usually you just
that.
You just lie. But
yeah.
something about it being Border Patrol, it's like, maybe
you don't
I should
lie
tell the truth.
At Border Patrol, you tell the truth.
He's like,
your
what
job.
Are y'all doing here?
Right.
We do comedians. And he was like, oh, yeah? You ever go to the store? You ever go kill Tony?
Yeah, he was
big
really
Tony
big
Hinchcliffe
on
fan.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Told us how much he loved Tony Hinchcliffe as we're trying to cross.
The guy at the border. Drops Border Patrol.
That shit was crazy.
Oh my
I'm like,
God.
Who are you profiling, Tony Hinchcliffe? Whose cars is getting stopped?
Oh man, that's
but
dark.
Yeah, we made it work. It's always
it always turns out.
Ends up working.
It does always work out. That's true.
I woke
true.
Up at 6:07.
Oh my God!
When I had a 7 a.m. flight,
I
buddy.
Was calling him, texting him. We had different flights, and it was just like. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I guess I'm just going to go on my own. It's like, you made it on that flight. Like, I don't know.
You're
your luggage
that,
shouldn't make
it. That I made it on
yeah.
that flight.
You're sitting in your seat, and then Brandon comes running in with, like, four drinks in his hand. Just like,
well, that was like, remember we took a train from New York to D.C.
Yeah.
And I was fully on the train, and you were, like, texting me, like, is this the right train? And I was like, then I started doubting myself. I'm like, wait, am I on the fucking wrong train? And I'm like freaking out. And then like the doors are about to close and I just see you like emerge.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and just like running down the, sprinting the hallway.
Down the, yeah. Sprinting down the hall of the train. The handle broke off. The handle broke on my luggage. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then I was like, I'm dripping with sweat. Yeah. It's not my finest moment. The FSU situation
that was crazy. Like,
that was pretty rough because that's the thing is usually when we've gone on the road, I've been like, well, Chase is she doesn't really drink. Like, yeah. I will be on my best behavior, but then I've still managed to go rogue and in spite of it all, do me. And so, like,
overcome all the odds.
You can't be stopped. If it is, yo.
In the past, I've been like, okay, you know, Chase is, you know, she's going to go out there. She's going to have a good set. And we're just going to, like, do skincare after the show. Like, we're not going to.
Sounds nice.
Maybe, like, take one hit of a joint.
Yeah.
One, like, singular nothing, CBD only.
One.
No big deal. Easy.
And just, like, go to sleep at like 10:30, 11.
Yeah. Sure.
And that, you know, but there are times where external circumstances have still.
Opportunities
have presented themselves. And that was actually, you were actually kind of like, you were sort of, you know, you were encouraging it a little bit. Yeah.
Something about going on the road with him just makes you just be like, well, I guess nobody's in control. Ain't nobody in charge. Brandon's the headliner. Fuck it. Let's just just do whatever. That's how I feel. I be like, I don't care about nothing. I'm throwing my phone out the car. Like,
oh my God.
Brandon almost got us kidnapped by some Canadian oil barons or some shit. Oh, you know what I'm saying? God. And I just was ready to allow it to happen. I was let's just go. Let's just die.
Yeah, in the moment, it feels normal.
Yeah.
It feels right.
You're just
follow that gal from the student activities board.
I follow her friend.
Yeah?
You know, she helps coordinate it and she pops up on my feed. I'm like, damn, she graduated. Like, I'm just like watching
her
fucking
in New York now.
Become an adult.
She was dating like an indie rocker at one point.
I'm like, is she still following me? She is. I'm like, all right, then I'm down. Let's keep it going.
As long as they're still following.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be the one to end it.
That does sound nice. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
There's always like, there's
you and Alice are still mutuals.
Oh, yeah. I love Alice.
Yeah. She's great.
There's like calamity, but at the end, there is always a heartwarming moment.
Yeah.
That is also another thing about going on the road with Brandon. There will be a moment where you just look at each other and you're like, you know what? Let's just hug.
It always ends up fine in the end.
It's like Homeward Bound, nigga. It's like, what if Homeward Bound was humans instead of dogs?
Yeah.
This isn't the path I thought we were going to take, but listen, we found our way back.
It's like good for the ultimately,
we
like,
found our way to a,
it makes the journey more interesting. It adds pathos.
Yeah.
Brandon, chaotic good. He is chaotic good.
Chaotic good.
Yeah,
you would agree.
Yeah.
Even when he's like holding the knife up, even when he's got the knife out on me, I'm like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
He's playing.
Yeah.
It's like when a cat bites you. It's like, those are love bites.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also, I want to apologize. Bro, for 4 weeks, I have been walking around with my phone on Do Not Disturb and had no idea.
Oh,
I feel
shit.
Like there's a couple times where you like text me about some shit that was like time sensitive. Mm. I wasn't getting any notifications.
Wow.
For a month, girl.
Ooh. Wow.
I'm a fucking idiot.
That's scary that you didn't even notice. Just like, yeah, I guess no one's reaching out, that feels right.
Yeah. I thought the crescent moon was just like, I thought my phone was just like, it was like Muslim or something, nigga. I didn't know it was.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, on Do Not Disturb or Silenced?
Do Not Disturb. So it didn't matter. I would be like missing alerts and I'm like, okay, maybe my shit's on silent. Then I unsilenced it and that shit did not matter.
No, I saw, because I saw like, it tells other people.
Oh, it does.
Oh, you could see the moon?
It says like, Jamel has notifications silenced.
Jesus.
Jamel's just do not disturb, and I'm like, okay,
that was done.
It was
I guess you're really like,
bro, that's so embarrassing.
Damn,
I'm so sorry.
I guess you're really locked in, man. Okay, okay, I won't just. All right,
all I'm doing is watching fucking Chicago PD in this room. No need for my notifications.
No need for the silence,
this, right? Where it's,
well, the thing is, I don't know how mine are silenced, but they are. I have my computer one silenced because I hate that it comes on the computer. But somehow I did it to my phone too, and it makes everyone. So, I was gonna take it off because I was like, I actually didn't intentionally do this, but it makes people so mad, and it makes me mad that they're so mad about it. So then I just don't want to change it. So I'm like, why are you this mad?
Yeah.
But also I get it because when I see other people's, they're like, okay, we get it. Your notifications are silenced. And I'm like, I didn't even silence them. Yeah. But now that you're mad about it, I'm going to fucking keep them that way.
Double down.
And you can stay mad.
Well, when I found out, I was so embarrassed, bro.
When I see it on other people's, I'm like, ew. I'm like, that's what mine are. Like, it's so annoying.
Yeah. Well, because it feels performative.
Right.
It feels like
I'm grinding.
Like,
right,
it's like
now.
I'm in my bag right now.
I'm grinding right now. I'm grinding away. And all I'm doing is watching goddamn Chicago.
I don't know about you all.
Yeah.
But I'm busy. I'm getting to that money.
Oh my God.
But me at the present moment.
I'm just in here jerking off to Chicago Med. Okay. I'm so sorry, son. I found that out at like 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
just devastating.
Damn.
What's that?
Just,
you figured it out today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my morning.
Yeah.
I
was finding out that I've just been disrespecting my friends for weeks.
Yeah. I don't think it's disrespectful. I think it's.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I felt it in my
but some people it makes it me respect uncharacteristic. It does make me respect some people. I believe it.
Bro,
yeah.
I didn't
like
have
some
a cell
people
phone
like,
for
yeah,
9 years.
They do have a job.
I didn't have a cell phone for 9 years. I love text.
Oh yeah.
Every time I get a text, I'm so happy.
This guy
love a text too.
Right?
This guy used to have an iPod touch with Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I was using my mom's Comcast login.
That's actually incredible.
And I would just post up at McDonald's with an iPod touch. You could only talk to me at like 3 points in the day.
Oh my God. You were probably so free.
You're
on the bus this whole time?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You'd have to like catch you at like a certain window.
When the sun is out, the wind is moving right. And I was feeling, dog, I felt like Sheryl Crow, dog. I was just out in the world.
Yeah.
Letting my hair blow in the breeze.
Yeah.
That shit was cold.
No one can get to you. It's just like, I need that.
Yeah.
I think about going back sometimes, but I can't. I'm in too deep.
Can't go back.
Well, now we're in like an Apple Pay world.
Yeah, yeah. We're professionals. Yeah, I mean, we can't.
I don't know. What's your first phone?
My first phone?
Your first phone, Chase.
What was my first phone? I think a Nokia.
Makes sense.
Like what kind?
The brick.
The brick.
Yeah.
The blue brick.
That
blue is classic because everyone had the black one.
It was fucking gorgeous.
Can you look up Nokia N-Gage?
Okay. Like the N, letter N.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys ever have Blackberries?
Well,
no,
a lot of people in my hood had the
obsessed with my BlackBerry.
The BlackBerry that was the first one that was all touchscreen.
Yeah,
what was that?
I didn't have that.
I scroll back far enough on your profile, I'll see like sent from Twitterberry or whatever.
Did it say that?
It says what it's sent from.
Wow.
But like,
oh yeah.
I don't think I had Twitter when I had my BlackBerry.
Yo, the N-Gage looks crazy.
Yeah, I used to want that so bad. Before
picture
I
of fucking Tomb Raider.
Had a phone. Because it was like, it was like mobile.
Wow.
I wanted that so bad.
The mobile gaming.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What was stopping you?
I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I had no control. Just no money.
I had no control.
Yeah.
I didn't have, I just got whatever Android I could get until like 2015. I wasn't on iPhones until like 2015.
I was late in the game. I was holding on to my BlackBerry for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I was like, I'm not ready. But I'm late to every game.
It was romanticized it a little bit. Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
It was the storm, the BlackBerry storm. God. A lot of people, if you were in Woodbridge and like, if you just graduated high school and you were going to Nova and you like had a job that paid more than minimum wage.
Yeah.
The storm was the biggest status symbol in Woodbridge, Virginia in like 2006, 2007.
The tangible buttons.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was something about.
I love a keyboard. I love a typewriter. So it's just like an extension of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is something. Oh, fuck.
What was the kick? The sidekick?
Yeah.
The sidekick was the other one. The flip up?
The slid out and you can like press the buttons. Which I don't.
The sidekick was super wavy.
Yeah, I mean, that was before. The sidekick, that was like celebs, hot celebs would be on the sidekick.
Yeah, yeah.
Paris Hilton.
I was just thinking Paris Hilton. I was like, what celebs? And then I was like, Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton for sure.
Wow.
She was probably using it on.
Hold on, that's what I was thinking of.
Oh yeah,
in the episode The LA,
yeah,
where 100%, they go to
100%.
Colin Hanks makes a cameo.
Oh my god!
And this is right after he was in Orange County, the movie.
Mm. But, wow, he's just making the rounds.
So the OC, LA, they visit Hollywood.
Yep.
And Paris Hilton's in the club, and she hits on Seth Cohen, and she's like talking about Gravity's Rainbow and everything. Like
yeah,
they're
I
like
don't remember that.
They're doing like a gag where it's like, oh, you know, she's
right,
actually
like she
very
knows
well
shit.
Read,
yeah.
Secretly,
yeah.
We gotta get Seth Cohen in here because I feel like a lot of
Brody on the last one.
He walked so you could run and fly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I mean, Seth Cohen is like. God bless. Yeah, God bless Adam Brody.
You
God
got
bless.
You got a lot of ass off of Adam Brody. Existing. You did, son. You
the,
did.
The trickle-down economics.
You got a lot of cheeks off that.
No, it is, like, crazy. I do think Seth Cohen is directly responsible for a lot of...
And that's beautiful, you know?
Because it's, you know, he's sort of... Well, it's called programming, you know? TV. Mm. It's called programming and it's so
deep.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Yeah, television, they're trying to tell you a vision.
And I'm gonna search television. Sort of
the over here. The writers, I feel, but that's like the thing, is like Seth Cohen also as a character exists as such a like, I think you would agree, Chase, that there are times on that show where he feels like a self insert from the writers. Where, like, he is the most, like, well-rounded character.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, or sort of the... He's clearly the character where the writers are like, yeah, that's me.
Right, yeah. right.
It's like, no, that's true.
And it's, like, most likely it is some, like, sort of, like, I would say a more slouchy, the older Jewish guy who's like,
right,
yeah,
right.
But that was me. I was basically Seth Cohen,
like the idealized version,
an idealized version of themselves in their youth.
Nah, I feel that.
Like that definitely was, I think the writers being like, yeah, that's.
I need
that's
to see
me.
It. I have never seen a picture of this writing room.
OC. There's a picture of Seth Cohen in a Los Globos
never
shirt.
Seen the OC. I was like,
oh no, that's
I'll
not,
leave right now.
No, I'm sorry. No, I have. I watched it up until the point where when Shorty gets killed,
Marissa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. My memory is so foggy. Like, did they go to college after?
Yeah, I don't. I didn't really watch. I didn't watch any of that.
It's actually crazy
Chris
that
Pratt
I didn't
was in
watch
college
that.
With him.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't really. It was seasons 1 and 2 are
insane.
Where they like nailed they nailed the formula because it was also it
just
was
lightning in a bottle.
It wasn't that it wasn't like too self-serious. It would be self-serious and then immediately it's like, all right, Seth and Summer, who are acting circles around everybody else.
Oh yeah.
I mean, all the other kids.
Yeah.
And the adults are...
Although, looking back, Ryan kind of killed it. Like, in the moment, I didn't think as much. Like, but it was just, like, looking back, it's, like, that's a very specific role to constantly play. It's not the most fun role.
That brooding.
Yeah.
He did do, Ben McKenzie did do a great job.
I thought he did a pretty...
I guess it's just Misha.
Misha.
Yeah.
Oh, Misha.
You know.
I mean, hey, they were asking her to do a lot.
All the all the parents were sexy.
Oh, my God.
Peter Gallagher.
Peter Gallagher.
Peter Gallagher.
He put the worth on the big eyebrow. Big beautiful eyebrows.
He was incredible. I didn't want to look up anyone in White Lotus, the most recent season when it was going on, but I actually thought that guy was his son, Peter Gallagher's son.
Oh.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Michael Imperioli's son. No.
I thought Peter Gallagher was the
The old guy.
No. I thought his son was the super rich couple that is like friends with Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah.
I thought the husband was Peter Gallagher's son in real life.
Oh, the rich guy.
Yeah. Because he kind of like talked exactly like him.
Oh, I didn't. Huh.
Like I was 100% that's his son.
I was going to say.
I was going to hit harder.
I was going to say. the thing with White Lotus is that I feel like everybody always kind of like projects their taste onto White Lotus, where they'll like, I've heard this conversation so many times where somebody will be like, oh, you know who would be great on White Lotus?
Who?
And then whoever their favorite like,
oh, just somebody around
whoever their favorite actor is,
right?
Whoever like their favorite like,
I see,
maybe older actor is,
yeah,
but they'd be great.
You know, be great on White Lotus, Brandon Wardell. Okay,
I was.
Thank you.
I feel like any one of us could fit in kind of seamlessly.
Come on, I mean, you know, they probably play me out. I probably have to work. I'd be a concierge front desk. I would definitely be a character in a polo with a name tag.
I'd take it.
That's a gig.
You're just chilling in Italy. It's like I don't give a fuck what I do.
Pretty good gig.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got. I saw a couple people said something about this, but the guy who is Aubrey Plaza's man on White Lotus is like a more buff version of me, buff 5 years older version of me.
I see it.
And so somebody was like, I know whenever that guy's on screen, Brandon Wardell snaps his number two pencil in half.
Damn, he do kind.
Yeah, he like got my number, and he's like,
he do kind. He looks like like if you were serious, like if you weren't doing stand up, that's you right there.
I know.
I'm looking right at you.
I gotta get more serious. And he's like, yeah, that guy is. He's like a man. He's like, and he's fucking Aubrey Plaza on the show, or actually not fucking. They're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they kind of. Oh man.
Present as fucking.
They're like. Dating.
I haven't watched it yet. I won't watch White Lotus for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Something happens in my head.
Did you see the first one? Wow. No,
something happens when everybody comes to me and they're like, oh my God, have you seen this?
Yeah,
okay.
Have you seen this? I'm like, I back all the way off.
I get it. I fucking got it. I didn't watch the first one for after it was done because everyone was annoying the hell out of me. They're like, who dies? Who's going to die? I was like, shut the fuck up.
Let it happen.
And then I watched it and I was like, damn.
Season two ending really very good. Very funny. It's like a funny death.
I was obsessed with the end.
Wait,
was it
season one who died again?
You could tell me it's fine. Because I'll wait long enough to forget.
Yes. Yeah, Murray. Yeah. Which is unfortunate. I hated to see him go like that. Yeah.
Whoever just started season one, you know, go fuck yourself. You're late.
Yeah. This came out so many years ago.
It's fine.
I mean, I'm trying to watch. I'm almost done with Sopranos, and I'm just like praying. I pray to God every day. Yeah, like I'm just living on a fucking prayer, like that. I don't fucking hear something or run into something.
I won't say anything.
It's terrifying.
I finished. I did that in 2020. I just finished Breaking Bad, and I somehow avoided all of these spoilers from a show that ended 10 years ago.
So good.
And it's the best TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great time in my life when I was watching that.
Ugh. Did you watch it fresh when it was like...
Yeah. I think so. I think I was caught up. Yeah. Maybe I probably watched it after.
I know. You was trying to get me on that too. I'll get there, man. One of these days.
Jesse, you're late for the podcast. Jesse! Jesse!
Justin, you're late for the podcast. Our guest pours 20 minutes ago, Jesse. Wake up.
Breaking Bad, but about podcasting?
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Jesse, the Patreon's dropping, Jesse.
What was I on about? Everybody's like talking about Succession. I don't know if you're a Succession gal.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like tapped in. You're locked
tapped.
In.
Yeah.
I feel like I've fucked my money up a little bit. And I feel like if my money was less fucked up, I would care more about the season of Succession.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
can't really.
Where you're like.
You can't really grab it because you're like,
oh, I'm in too much debt right now.
Yeah, I'm actually. I
to really like be concerned about the inner workings of Waystar Reiko.
Oh my God. I kind of feel that a lot.
I feel like, rich siblings walking into the room like, hey, what's up, fuckhead?
Yeah,
Kieran Culkin walking in like, hey, what's up, fuckers?
Right.
You douche nozzle, whatever.
Yeah,
They need to put money in the swear jar.
Damn.
Ooh, they need to be doing.
Season 3, swear jar.
Yeah, because the swear jar, some of the like creative cussing that they do on the show sometimes, I'm like, chill out, calm down.
That was my issue with Veep, too.
Oh, did they do a
Veep
lot of that?
Veep was doing a lot of just like extra over the top cursing. Mm. And I was just like, I don't.
Yeah.
People who work at Capitol Hill probably do talk like this. And that's why I never hung out over there.
Right.
With the lanyards.
Yeah.
With the lanyards.
Big lanyards. And then the main reason why I haven't watched Succession is because of that Kermit video. Remember when they put the frog on the theme song and they had the frog dancing? It was like CGI frog. He was dancing like a white girl on Molly.
Oh,
like
I mean, club. I remember when Kermit was with Ray Shremmerd. You remember? No. Google Ray Shremmerd Kermit.
Haven't seen any Succession or just this season?
I haven't seen any. I only saw the Kermit video and I was like, I will watch this in 5 years.
I don't think you'll like it.
This season has let me down.
I think it's like, yeah.
This season, like, I feel a little bit embarrassed about how hard I've gone for it in the past.
It's like, they got me back a little bit with the death.
Yeah.
Which I think it's, I know we were talking about like, oh, don't spoil this show from 10 years ago, but.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they know.
Yeah. That was, you know, this is now.
Yeah, this is now.
But I'm still always down with Kendall and just like everything he's doing.
I mean, he's great.
But he's maybe the only one. Jeremy
Strong is like that.
Oh my God.
Have you watched like that? Have you seen him on like that CBS Sunday morning show?
No.
Oh, it's great.
I've seen like YouTube interviews and I'm just like, he's unreal. Yeah.
You've seen his like GQ 10 things. Yeah.
It did not disappoint.
He's
like, I want to be that locked in. I want to be genuine. I just want to be so lost in it that I don't even realize that other people might be like, it's kind of crazy. Like,
no,
I
the
just
idea
have
of
no
being like,
concept.
Quote unquote, head ass.
Yeah.
Like,
and he's
just
pulling it off and it's just likable because it's real.
And he's good at he's a master of the craft.
He's insane.
The fear of the fear of being cringe puts a ceiling on so many people's potential.
So
the,
true.
The fear of being cringe.
Say it again. Say it louder. Say it for the people in the middle.
It's paralyzing.
Yes.
It can be paralyzing.
Yes.
And you are, the amount that
you had
we could
a strong thesis.
The amount that we could accomplish.
I know.
If we freed ourselves from the shackles of the fear of cringe.
He's
snapping off right now. That's a good one.
It's limitless.
Were you talking about Sway Lee?
Yeah, Sway Lee with Kermit.
Yeah,
show
good.
Yeah, yeah, look at show the look at Sway Lee with Kermit.
Hold on, wait a second. Wait a second. Pull up the clip for the guys.
Having a blast.
He's having a good old time with our guy.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on, kids.
Yeah, Swae Lee and Kermit.
Look at this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it get the volume up?
Where's the volume?
Oh, yeah.
I got this bitch on. Oh, is this a touchscreen? Yes, sir.
Oh, there we go.
Damn, I like it's all upper. Oh, there he is with the leg.
Yeah,
I say it's all upper body.
Is he smoking in the hotel room?
Probably. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
100%. Kermit's watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Is he just? Do you think he's? Do you think he's doing the trick with the fire alarm, or do you think he's just accepting the fine?
I think he's just accepting the fine. He's probably just towel under the door, wet towel under the door.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's like I would never see that video naturally. Unless you guys showed that to me, like I would never, in my
that
time on Earth stumble
on your
upon
own time.
That.
I'm happy we could bring that to you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's a real, yeah, I feel like I watch a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you watched before you left the house today, Brand?
Nothing.
Oh, because you were just running. That's right.
Yeah.
You were just running full
speed.
I woke up and I said,
fuck. I watched the clock.
Damn.
And then I was like, well, I should wash my face and such.
Well, being obvious.
Yeah.
Take a second.
Yeah.
Get your pores opened.
And then, yeah, I do need to talk to you off pod about that.
Skincare.
About skincare.
Yeah.
Because you've like put me on over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's like, there's been the more wild boy nights. Florida State University, Mexico City, you know?
Wow. But, I forgot about Mexico City.
But like, kept it mild. Nashville Zanies, Huntsville, Alabama, you know? There've been places.
The cities where there's no hoes out.
Yeah.
The cities where there's no hoes.
I feel like there's hoes in Nashville.
Yeah, you know what? Let me not disrespect Nashville like that. Let me not do that.
You're right. I'm just not a draw in Huntsville.
I thought like, Huntsville was a blast.
But Huntsville was a blast.
Yeah.
It was small but strong.
Yeah.
Was it like real close to the school? It was just like a bunch of kids from like Alabama.
Space school.
Yeah.
No, Huntsville.
Oh, that's the space school.
Huntsville is like by NASA.
Oh, what's the? Oh, it's
we
Tuscaloosa.
Did a
little tour. It's a real variety. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But no, Nashville has.
What a strange
I wasn't really
place
like,
to be.
Yeah.
You're a genius. You're a genius.
Yeah.
Like a physicist. You've been a scientist for years.
Damn.
You're in Huntsville,
you
Alabama.
Be in fucking Huntsville, Alabama. Yeah.
I kind of need. You just balance it out.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, you
no
could
disrespect.
Have, you can like, well, you're at a school with peers. So you can kind of be like, oh, let's
we
sort
all
of
in
have,
here.
It's, you know, me and my fellow intellectuals, we're at the Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And
yeah,
we're
I
like
the juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
I love Waffle House.
Waffle House is. But,
yeah,
I just went that one time with you.
Some crazy skincare in.
I know.
In the South.
In the south,
you like changed my whole.
I was doling out.
You like skincare. You changed the regimen.
This is a movie
when
plot
I was in the
that
south.
I never knew I wanted. Chase and Brandon in the south.
Oh
about
my
skincare
god! Just, I know, you know. I was just thinking about that rose mask the other day too, because I haven't had it since I ran out that you got.
You have
I
it?
Fucking forgot about it, and I was like, that was a
time
great
to
mask.
Because that was you put me onto the aromatherapy face mask, and that's something that I do. Once or twice a week.
Damn, you still you replenished?
I've replenished.
Oh my god.
And you wonder why you're like, hey, how much are these masks running for?
Because I get the Ren cleansing balm.
Yeah.
Ooh, fuck. Once or twice a week.
My god,
I think you put me onto the Ren cleansing balm.
I fucking did.
And I've like had
it's
that.
It's so
with,
funny because I don't even use like, that anymore. But I do like that.
Because like your girl's there and then she's like, oh, I gotta take my makeup off, but I'm in the boy apartment.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
guess what, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Ba-boom.
We got that. We got those. You could do whatever
me,
you
let
want
me
here,
get
girl.
Right.
Here's
oh
12 towels.
God.
Here's a bunch of towels.
But yeah, I love the, Ren cleansing balm and then this this one Korean skin gel that like exfoliates. Mm. And then I put on that face mask and it gets me right.
Yeah.
And now look at me. Now I'm in
nobody
my,
would even
you
know you're
glowing.
In. Nobody
I'm an
would
old, old man. And I'm still... You know,
nobody would
I've,
know you're
I've
in crushing
retained.
Debt. Nobody could tell
because
he's beaming.
I'm still beaming. Thanks to Chase, who has incredible skin.
This is
true. Thank you.
Chase, like, really, like...
It's actually in a rough place right now. I don't know why. I got super stressed last week, and it just is like...
The finals.
It's NBA. I own my fucking God. It's That's what it was.
Watching the Nuggets is definitely doing something to you.
Like,
that's
my
what
skin
happens.
Has never been like this. Like, I never, like, break out or
the Nuggets have
anything.
Never been to the finals. They've never been to the finals.
Holy
the two
shit.
Things
they
the go
Nuggets?
Together.
Yes.
It's for sure the Nuggets.
I mean, yeah. I, like, can't even barely watch it. Like, I mean, unless they're, like, winning by, like, 40, even then, I'm like, God, who knows? Like, my dad will call me. He's like, are you happy? And I'm like, it's like, there's 4 minutes left. They could come back. Like, I don't accept it until it's over.
The Nuggets are messing with your pores right now,
oh
dog.
Oh my God.
But they're up. Well,
they're
I don't
up.
Understand.
They're
it's
up.
It's just hard. It's hard
just
to
a
see.
A lot of emotion. I'm just feeling a lot right now.
They've never been there before. So yeah. Like, these are new feelings.
We've never been here before.
Yeah. Oh, wait. This is. Oh, man. Why can't they? Nobody's ever. I whipped that out the other day. The at the bar. Oh, sorry.
Excuse yourself.
I whipped out a fact, a basketball fact at that.
Excuse
I was talking to. I was at the bar. We were, you know, the finals come up, and I was like, you know, nobody's ever come back from a 3-0.
And you're like, whoa.
And they were like, whoa.
Somebody's like, is that true? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
it's true.
It is 100%.
But this is something I learned independently.
I love
that
it.
You didn't even mention this to me.
Yeah, no.
But then somebody, it was Blake. It was Blake actually. I was saying this to Blake.
Oh shit.
And he said, oh, somebody's been hanging out with Jamel.
And you're like, no.
And I was like, no. I learned that myself actually.
Damn.
We did not talk basketball a lot.
No.
I
learned it from my friend Jill posted an Instagram story, but
I try to keep my Brandon and my basketball separated.
I keep my basketball separate from everyone who doesn't
like really.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on the story. You're on your basketball posting on the story.
I just can't help it. Like, it just like I got to get it out. Like, I'm like, this is just for me. I know. And maybe like a couple other people, but. This is just me right now, and if you can't accept it, then you don't accept me. You know,
you gotta go on
real shit.
Jamel's basketball podcast.
It's true. We
I
haven't
died to.
We have not had Chase on since she announced her allegiance with the Nuggets. Like, that's when she went in.
Although,
when she was like, "Yo, I am with the Nuggets." We had her on that day, and we haven't had her.
I signed the papers, but it was so funny when I did your show at the Elysian, and I had no idea it was a stand-up show. Like, I thought it was a basketball discussion.
We didn't know what the fuck we
and
was talking about.
I get up there, and they start leaving. Well, yeah. Like, they leave the stage. I'm like, "Where are you guys going?" Because I was first, I think, and they're like, "Oh, they're like, you're gonna do a set," and I'm like. I'm not doing a set.
Yeah, back here.
They came back and we just talked about basketball for 10
minutes.
We
weren't sure how to play it because it's the Elysian. We're like, well, does anybody here even care about basketball? Are they just coming because it looks goofy?
Well, you
said
like, maybe
I think they all seem to care.
We did.
Yeah.
That's true. But then we were just trying to like, nobody's going to be mad at stand-up.
Right.
That was just the thought process.
If we're doing a live, we're gonna,
I was like, I'm not fucking doing stand-up.
No,
I'm not sitting here and talking about yard sales. It's like I'm in a basketball
show.
Do you have a yard sale?
That was, I'm glad we went the way it did.
Yeah.
Have I not seen it?
I don't know. Have you not?
I feel like I haven't seen your stand-up in a minute.
I know. I've been honestly, I took the entire playoffs off, and I was joking that I was going to, but then I just did. Like, I'm not kidding. I haven't done Santa for like 2 months.
It'll all be worth it when you're at the parade in Denver, when you're headlining Comedy Works, the night that the Nuggets win the title.
Oh my God.
It'll all be worth it.
Yeah, I think it will someday.
Come on. Let's
just
all go to Denver.
Good for my
man.
Mental health.
Let's all go to Vegas. Yes. Chase says she's never been to Vegas.
Never been. So down. I haven't been since Life is Beautiful 2018.
All
right. I gotta go back because
I'm obviously afraid to go with you.
I can't stay for too long. I used to think that I couldn't. Well, if I could, this is 2018. I was like kind of, and it was that music festival.
Yeah.
So it was like stand up at a music festival, and it's like, I don't know. I think the headliners were like the weekend Arcade Fire in Travis Scott. And
the Holy Trinity.
And, you know, as soon as I was done with my sets, I was out there. I was popping off. And then in the daytime, it's like all... I think I did get into some gambling. I'm not big on gambling, but I do think I told you that if I go to Miami, I'm gonna die. I would die.
Yeah.
In Miami. Have you ever been?
I can handle Vegas, but I think like
because Miami is too because it's too been. Fly
oh
down there.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places on earth.
Were you yeah, on the road?
No, I was with my mom. This was like a long time ago. She went for a business trip and I just got off the plane and I told Jamal, I was like, just leave me here. Like, you can cancel my return flight. I'm not leaving. Like, I've never felt more aligned with my true self. Like, the air just changed me.
What are we talking? Describe.
Like, it's balmy. Like, it's warm, yet like a slight breeze.
The breeze
There's
is
a nice
always
smell
right
in
the
air. Like, it's just like...
Yeah. Silk shirt weather.
Like, I was just like wearing dresses and heels. Like, I was just like a different person. Yeah.
I don't think you died, like, but I do. I think you would go broke down there. Like, real broke. Like, not pretend broke. Like, Brandon's in Miami. He's buying... He's at the Versace store. Loose. We can't get him out of the Versace store.
I think I might. I'll pack the silks. Yeah. I'll pack the smooth silky shirts, but I think that it might just be a
shirt coming off.
Lifestyle choices might take place, and opportunities might temptation might present itself.
The air will honestly change you.
You think that the air will get me right?
Yes.
You think that'll. Once I get there, I'll feel the Miami breeze.
I felt it within one step of walking.
I don't need
plane.
To like overdose on cocaine and like.
No, you'll be fine just off the breeze.
Just
off
the breeze.
The air.
How you do this?
Just the hit of the air. It's like, oh my God.
It's either that or he's running around with Haitian gang members. I can see Brandon getting in the mix with some real dangerous Haitians.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But they like
But they like him. They're like, we fuck with you, Brandon. This dude's nuts, man.
This guy's crazy. Yeah.
A guy with 8-foot dreads.
Yeah.
Tied up.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
It's like, well, that's like the I used to be more meek when I was young, but if scary guys like you if you're weird enough.
Yeah.
If you're like if you're like Chrissy, if they're like this guy's Chrissy.
Yeah.
Then they're on board.
I could see it going 1,000 different ways down there.
There's a lot. That's the thing. It's like there's two. Yeah. They shouldn't let me go. We shouldn't be able to find out.
Yeah.
But we should be able.
We
to
should.
Find
we could.
We should.
We might.
You guys need to. You
Brandon
need to do like
Jamal
a video.
Take
yes.
Miami.
Yes. Hey. That's what I was fucking gonna say. You need to bring it back.
Yeah.
I need to look. I just started working out a few months ago. Once I get my cardio right, because I feel like I'm going to have to run full speed.
Yeah.
At some point in the trip, I'm going to have to hit top speed. So I just want to make sure.
Take Miami this summer. We got to do it.
It could
man.
Be fun.
We got to take Miami.
Better than taking Denver.
You have to take it. Yeah.
Denver is the strangest place I've been in America.
Really?
What
in
were
America?
You doing?
There?
Well, you know, just shows and shit.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Bori or whatever. Yeah. But like, it's just the energy is just everybody's on a million. And it's like either you love guns or you don't, but everyone's on mushrooms.
Oh.
So it's like you're on mushrooms and you have a gun.
Yeah. It's
There's
nice.
Just a lot of. A
lot going on.
Or you're like a legit sort of scientist.
A lot of casual dab ripping there, right?
Yeah.
Which is not my scene.
The dab pin guys, not mine either, which I know might surprise you, but dabs is too much. It's it's inhumane.
I love it.
They shouldn't exist.
Wait, that was so funny. Yeah, I knew.
Chase is wearing a fitted hat with 10 pins, 10 big
You've
ass
been around
dab
it.
Pins.
Yeah,
and
no,
it's like,
I've never dabbled.
Isn't it incredibly off-putting?
It's just scary, man.
Yeah. It scares me. Just even looking at it, I don't want it.
It's like too much.
It's hard drugs. The blowtorch?
Yeah.
Anytime
that
needs to be involved, it's like, what are we doing?
Like, you would agree that somebody bringing out like somebody doing like coke versus like somebody whipping out like a dab rig.
Yeah.
It's like the former is a lot less off-putting than the latter.
I remember I got some after a show I did at like a weed shop. They usually give like joints. Yeah. Like I'm like, I'll take a couple of joints. Then they gave me that and I was just like, wait, I just did a 10-minute set. It's like, this isn't necessary. Right. Like this
I don't
is
need
so
frozen
intense.
Orange juice concentrate of weed.
Yeah. It's like, I thought we were just getting like a light sativa joint.
Did you try it?
No.
You didn't even try
it? No, I could. I was like terrified.
I tried it once. Maybe twice. There was that guy. Well, Mike Rosenstein used to always like
the homie.
Like a functional dab guy.
Yeah,
which is insane.
It's impressive, but it is scary.
But it's not like when you're young or when I'm young. I don't mean to use the royal you or the personal you. I'm just gonna say I.
There you go.
But when I was young, like I used to, I don't know. Like I was bad at being high, but I would trick myself into like I wanted to just be a guy who was down for whatever.
Sure.
Right.
wanted to just be my like
you're breezy you're
my
easy.
Aspirations were just that
yes
of,
to
like,
the dress
I'm saying yes to the dress. I can adapt to any scenario.
There he is.
You put me in any situation.
Mr. Virginia, big dog.
And I'm like water. I'm like water in any of these situations. So I'm like,
that's what I think of. When I think of Brandon, I think of water.
And so at that time, I was like, he invited me to go see Fetty Wap. At the Palladium.
Damn, hold your head. Fetty Wap just got 6 years yesterday.
Wow, yesterday?
Yeah. Just got sentenced to 6 years.
He was like selling drugs?
He was about to get life. He was. They were trying to give him life. So 6 years
is... Damn, 6 years
is
not too bad.
6 years for what?
Drug trafficking.
How much was he trafficking?
No idea. I don't know, man. Yeah.
Was he a kingpin?
Enough to make a song called Trap Queen, I guess.
But this is post-trap. This is like during COVID, I thought.
Okay. Oh, when he got busted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it was.
He was selling drugs like in 20... I don't know. I think they should free him. But yeah, he took me to a... Yeah, he gave me a dab. It's like... It makes you feel scared and like you're... I don't know. Like, it's not... It's to me, it's hard drugs.
It's
like not. It's a.
It's several steps beyond just smoking a joint.
Yeah,
it's like 20 joints. It's like if you took a frozen orange juice. Remember, you used to get the Minute Maid shits in the tube.
Yeah,
and if you just ate the whole tube of orange juice,
if you like wrapped your lips around it
and just sucked it,
like vacuumed it up.
Yeah, it's absurd. The last time I did a dab, it was I was trying to hook up with this girl. Who was into dabs.
Oh, no.
And so I'm just like, I'll play ball. And then I like burned my hand on the fucking thing.
Before
which was,
it even started.
Yeah, so embarrassing. Yeah. I did end up still hooking up with her. I think she thought I was... Oh, it was okay. She gave me some goofy points.
Okay.
But I did feel very stupid.
I did regret it.
But at least you have this... Great story.
Yeah, what a fun time. What a fun time we had for 30 seconds.
I never wanted...
Fetty Wap, he was distributing over 100 kilos of controlled substances, including heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine.
Oh, no.
So he had some of the big ones.
Oh, God.
Man. I would have loved to have done some Fetty Wap cocaine.
Damn.
Should at that
your,
time.
Should
I
make
don't,
your eye
not
disappear.
Anymore. But, man, that was... Yeah, I don't know if... If a woman is like a dab enthusiast, that is a red flag to me.
Yeah.
Keep your pussy away from me if you smoke dabs. If you're smoking dabs, keep that pussy away from me.
Get it out of here. Torch your pussy while you're at it. Torch them both.
No.
Oh my God.
Nasty. I can respect that.
Yeah.
Because it is like...
It's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. I'll tell you that right now.
I used to work with a bunch of like dab girls.
Yeah.
And you just be like, yeah, nah. But it does help you focus.
Yeah.
When you're working with a bunch of women who smoke dabs, you're like, well, I'm not.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not trying to fuck none of these
girls. I don't know. And this is across the board. I just feel like in dab guys... Dab guys, you know they're laying abysmal pipe.
Wow.
Wow. Well, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the enzymes in there got to be off. It's got to be off.
Yeah.
Too much wax running around.
The LA weed shows. It is very. It is a very specific local phenomenon where you'll go to a. You'll do 10 minutes, and then they're like, "We got you a goodie bag."
Yeah, and like, also one's laughing or really present at all.
Yes.
Yeah,
like I haven't done one in a while. But it's like you walk crowds. Into like a it's smoke-filled room.
Yes,
people are just scattered about. And you're like, let me just try to like give this my all.
Yeah. Everybody there is wild docile and they're not laughing. But then there'll be one guy who's talking too much. Yeah. One guy who the weed has turned into cocaine for this man. Now he's all in your face like, yo, you really, oh man, how long you been? Oh, what's up? You want to fucking blah, 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 blah. Like, why is the weed doing this to you?
Yeah, I'm so done with weed shows. The last one I did literally, last year, 420.
Wait, were we on the same show?
The High Holy Day?
Yes. I actually thought that was not bad.
Wait, were you at that show? Where it was like in that like little dome?
Yeah, but it was kind of like a big dome.
Wait, it was like in a big
dome. It was downtown.
Yeah, it was downtown.
In a dome.
It's like, it's some venue where there's multiple domes.
Yeah. I actually wasn't mad at that show.
Yeah, I was in the bio
dome. I had a bad one. I threw up a brick.
I was kind of having a good time, but it was like
yeah.
But I think it was
$500 for like 15 minutes.
100%. Like, I was like, you're fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I'm just motivated by money. So it's like, if you're paying me right, I'm going to give you an A-plus set. And people were just like, I think it was mostly just the people in front were laughing. It's like, I wasn't even paying attention to other people. I know there was a dog in the vicinity.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I think my problem was that I kind of went, I think I used to have weed irony. Like, I used to be like, haha, weed. Oh, what if I was some kind of weed comic?
Right.
But
I
did that at the weed.
It's
like,
that's
deep.
Not.
Yeah, you're like, no.
Yeah.
I was like this. Haha, weed culture, right?
Okay.
Oh, right. This is.
Dipped it in too far.
Oh, I'm in the temple.
Yeah.
I'm being sacrilegious in the temple right now. This is supposed to be a safe space for you to be like, weed, man. Oh,
damn, I wish I'd seen that set.
That does sound fun.
I was coming in stimulant Brandon.
Oh, so you was on the other, you was.
I mean, I wasn't on the stimulants. I mean, I'm probably like, maybe I was on Adderall.
Potentially a Red Bull.
Is Adderall. Adderall should have a comedy festival.
Oh my god!
The Adderall Comedy Fest.
There you go.
That should sound fun as hell. Everybody focus.
Get Mulaney back in there.
Come
no,
on.
No. You should have. Yeah. No, they should have. We should have hung out during that phase.
Were you doing that joke? The one where you do the joint act out? Was that then?
Yeah.
Well, that's funny.
But that's funny. That's also
that's not offensive. That's funny.
Not like, fuck you for liking. I was never like.
Yeah, it's just. You're just being silly. That's
being
just
silly. Like, but that one's just silly.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it's long. It's also long. It's also long. And like, if you're high, it's like.
Yeah,
what,
if you pay attention halfway through, you're like, why is this little thing pirouetting?
I think that, I mean, what I do requires a certain level of attention just being paid.
Lock in.
Yeah.
And that's that. And that's true of anyone.
This is the art,
you know.
Have we ever talked about, you know, that video I post once a year of the guy on the pogo sticks? You ever seen this?
Oh, yeah.
That was at a weed show.
Oh,
I was bored and I was just hanging out. So the show was terrible.
Yeah.
No, everybody, I'm like, Bori's like, just come hang. They're giving us a bunch of free weed stuff.
Yeah.
Just come hang. And there was a bunch of people on the show. Everybody's eating it.
Yeah.
And then the guy on the pogo sticks comes out.
It's on the show.
It was his building.
Okay.
They rented the building from the man. And what I heard was his one condition for letting them have this big weed night was that he got to wear his pogo sticks.
I love it. You gotta fucking.
At the venue.
Yeah.
I post it every year. It's the only video that people like of mine.
I got to see it.
It's
I don't
really
know
good.
That I've ever seen that.
It's
wait, so
good.
Was it like during like an interlude and he was just like, all
it'd
right,
be like in between comics.
Yeah.
They would like, a couple of people would come out and then they'd be like, all right, let's put on music because that makes sense to stop the show entirely and just have some music for a while.
It's always like an intermission that doesn't really make sense.
That shouldn't exist. Let's just get this shit over with. So there's some sort of unnecessary intermission, and he comes out and he's just bouncing around, high-fiving everybody.
I gotta never do an LA weed show again.
I think that issue is nationwide, because I remember doing some DC weed shows that were not fun.
Yeah,
me and Paris Sachet were on a show. Like, why is this even like this?
I would like for them to take all of every getting dug with high appearance off off the internet from when I was like 23. Because I was like, yeah, I'll be high, but I was never actually good at being high in the way that you are.
Yeah, I mean, Woodbridge did give me that skill. I could just be high. And still drive a car. And
there was one guy in Portland who I got like a discount. I got a discount on a hotel.
Okay.
And I called the number to, you know, lock it in. And the guy on the phone's like, "Hey man, like, oh yeah, that was me that DM'd you. Like, I saw you all those years ago on Getting Dug with High, and I've been a fan ever since." And I was like, nobody's ever said that.
Yeah, like, I don't even understand how you get like, one guy who liked that. Yeah. Hey, well, but that's the impact. That's the impact of the art. You an artist, man. You touched that man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he saw me, at, you know, back in the, it was like, I got to give that guy a discounted hotel room in downtown Portland in like 10 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's dope, actually.
Yeah. Seven years, maybe six.
Hey, shit, that might as well be 10.
Yeah.
Same difference, bro.
Yeah.
Truly.
Fuck, dude. It's crazy that we was all. How long you been doing stand up, Chase?
13 years.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Next month.
We all got 10 unhinged. Plus years in.
It's unhinged.
Yeah.
It's not 13. Normal Fuck, behavior. Man. Yeah. No.
13. I gotta get the special off.
You're 13 too.
Yeah.
You?
About 13.
Damn.
We, same year. Yeah.
So in 2010.
Yeah.
Three
we all just
giants
was
like, were like, "All right,
it's time."
Three
to
titans of the industry.
Man, yeah. I was like, I gotta go to Britney's and just watch niggas fight.
You started in LA.
Yeah.
Which is extra impressive.
Yeah.
Like, sounds like the scariest
Looking
shit
back,
in the world. Yeah.
I know. It's like, I didn't know anything about it at the time. It wasn't like, oh, I go to all these stand-up shows and now I want to try it. It's like, I had never seen stand-up in my life.
Who's in the class?
Who's in the class?
2010 LA? Neil Nanda. Crazy.
Yeah, Neil Nanda was definitely around my first year. Dave Ross. But mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people started like a year before me. Like, Dave Ross is definitely in the mix. I'm just going to keep going.
Sure. Yeah, because you got
I'm going to say an ASW was prominent.
They don't know who that is.
ASW?
We know who that is.
Alan Strickland Williams for the kids.
Yeah, they don't. Nobody listening knew what you meant when you said that.
Well, somebody, one guy did.
No.
The Portland guy did. The Portland hotel man, he knew.
I don't. Maybe. Yeah.
He's listening right now. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
You just never know. But I mean, so many people. I would say most people are just not still here.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it goes.
Was Liquid Zoo cracking?
Oh yeah. Wednesday night, Liquid Zoo.
What's Liquid Zoo?
This was
hot
a mic
dogs
deep
on
in
a
the
rotator.
Valley.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah.
I've never
Van Nuys.
I've only driven by the venue. I've never been inside.
Oh my God. It was a time.
I just remember everybody used to make fun of Liquid Zoo at Bigfoot Lodge. That was when I came to town.
Like
Bigfoot Lodge
too.
Was the shit on Monday. Everybody was hanging out there.
Oh. I don't even think I ever went
Well,
there.
Now we might be getting too local.
Too local.
We are. I mean, the show is about, we've showed.
Yeah.
We're right at about the show. Once we start getting into weekday local.
Yeah. We can't get too local. I was trying to. Well, when I was talking,
we made it an hour.
When I was talking
road
stuff, I was like, "Oh, it's not really. It's not about the location. It's about the, you know,
journey.
Oh, some goofy stuff happened."
I was like, "Is there a rhyme coming?"
No rhymes. But that is that, you know. Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm trying to think of the last time I talked to a guy who would just like. He rhymes a lot to make you think that he's wise. Like, where it's like a lot of like sayings that rhyme.
Spoken word.
but no, not like spoken, not like a spoken word artist, a spoken word
just
poet.
Just like casually?
Yeah, like an uncle or something. You know what I'm talking about? Is this like
sort
a trope? That,
yeah, sort of, kind of.
Yeah, like some guy.
I'm interested though. Like people just casually rhyming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what like. Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about?
Like
sort of a casual, just sort of like a saying. They
right,
hit you
right,
with like
right.
A saying.
Like. Okay. No, I thought.
Yeah,
of
I know.
One.
I wish I could think of one example.
Yeah, I almost had
it. Ain't your booty, it's your beauty. That's not a. That's from next Friday.
Maybe I did. Yeah,
that's next Friday.
I think like I'm suffering from nicotine withdrawals.
Oh boy.
And so I'm.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I was wondering where the little vape ski was.
Yeah.
All right. He's. Yeah.
I didn't have one. So I came here straight here.
Left the
no
vape.
No coffee, no nicotine.
Damn.
And I know you just don't do. You just don't do caffeine.
It wasn't intentional. It's not like a hard stance. I just haven't in so long, and I'm just like, I'm good.
And you're locked in.
I'm not gonna, you know, like throw off my system now.
Actually, well. You did well because it is. Does it make you anxious?
It was just like a factor at the time, and I was just like, I gotta like. It's a long story, but I just haven't in so long that I'm just like, I like a streak.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna go.
You
back
like
now.
A streak? Yeah. You really? Yeah, that's good for you, and that's like good. That's good. It's like good. You
like that's the only reason. It's not like oh the caffeine. It's just like
you saved my life once.
I did.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had a panic attack on the way.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I had a panic attack on the way home from
San Diego.
The San Diego Laugh Factory.
Yeah, an absolutely perfect place to have a panic attack.
Yeah, I'm not going back there.
It actually makes so much sense.
There were so many things that went wrong. And then I was driving home and I had the drive from San Diego to Los Angeles. It feels like pitch black.
Yeah.
It was like there's
when
no...
you turn around that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like having what I eventually realized was a panic attack.
Yeah.
And I thought that my blood sugar was maybe low and I wasn't sure which I wasn't sure if it was like if it was that. And
right.
Then that makes the panic attack worse.
Yeah.
Whatever but we switched. You had an emergency Xanax. I had never taken.
I
had never taken Xanax.
I've had the same.
You pulled
I got
it out of
one. I have one prescription of Xanax.
Loose
I got in 2019 because I was having crazy panic attacks, and I still have the same one. Like I probably have half a Xanax maybe twice a year.
But
I
like
always have them on
me
just in case.
It was, and
yeah.
So we switched seats.
Well, because I was like, are you okay? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, I think you should pull over.
Yeah.
And then like we pulled over and you're like, wow, it was not okay. And I was like,
okay.
I know.
And then
you're like, hey, I'm watching it happen.
Yeah.
No, like, take a second.
Like, you gave me like the emergency Xanax. I take it. And as it's like hitting, you introduce me to my own car's seat warmers. I didn't even know that I had seat warmers. I was like, I've seen those buttons there for a long time. I had no idea what those buttons were.
Wow,
and
I forgot about that.
The Xanax is hitting. The Xanax is hitting like for the first, and it was like the first time where I was like, oh,
was
I've taken Xanax for its intended medical purpose.
Yeah.
And I have a prescription.
Yeah.
And I don't abuse it. And
no.
Thank you for clarifying.
And I'm not just saying that.
Thank you.
But I just feel like people might think that I would, and I
of
just
of course that's,
I don't.
You had to yeah let the people
like,
know.
People
it's,
are
it's
like,
real.
Oh, this guy is crazy.
He's a crazy guy.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't abuse that.
I also because I'm not someone who takes prescription drugs. Like I wouldn't even when I had my first panic attack. Someone was like, take a Xanax, and I was like, no. Like I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't. I hate pills. And then so I've had the same prescription this
entire
time.
Have you used
time.
Beta blockers ever?
No.
Cause that's like not, it's like baby Xan.
Yeah,
it's like Xan Junior.
I'm just like, you know,
Xan Junior.
I don't know. I'm like an army vet. Like I'm like, I just got to do it naturally. Like I'm just like a psycho. Like I'm like, I want no help. Like I want to suffer. But then like occasionally, like sometimes I'll have
the PTSD
a half
is seasoning for my brain.
I have my problem is I don't have a prescription. I'm self medicating with the weed.
Yeah,
and I'll just make myself more scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, feel something coming on. I'm like, maybe some weed will help. And I'm
you
just
can
like,
probably
more.
Use some prescription drugs.
I'm like, when that episode of The Simpsons, when like Marge's hair is falling out, just like shaking.
Oh man,
with a J, with a big ass J in my mouth, looking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's not.
Honestly, a walk will do wonders. Oh. If you just go go outside, yes. Anytime I'm feeling anxious, I go outside.
Real air is huge.
Yeah, and I'm like 60% better.
Life changing walk. I had a life changing walk last night.
Wow.
Yeah,
walks are everything.
Yeah,
where would we be without them?
That was
I guess sitting, but
yeah, you're a big seat warmers person.
The fuck! Oh my god, I could not believe you had seat warmers that whole time. I was like, you had seat warmers on the way here.
It's got the little heat symbols underneath. Yeah. The little heat. What did you think it was?
Yeah, truly.
I had no idea.
Oh my god,
I was going in blind.
I got in that driver's seat. I was like, all right, this is a new era. Thought that was this is make a new. We're putting on seat warmers.
Go fast, like Men in Black.
You gave me a Xanax that I had never used it. I had never used Xanax correctly.
Oh my god.
And it was my first time really.
Discovering Xanax panic. And seat warmers in the same day is
crazy. Like within the same 4 minutes.
Same 4 minutes. And then the seat warmers hit and you saw me like melt.
Yeah, no, I actually did.
Did you have to drive home? Did you have
to? Yeah, I drove
all the way
back.
Yeah, you're like, nah.
Well, because I saw him and I was like, okay, he's not I need to just like take charge in this situation because like I know this feeling where you're like, you're trying to convince yourself you're fine.
It was a
like someone's
rough
like, are you okay?
Night.
And you're like, yeah, I'm fine. But you're like fucking freaking out.
Lies.
There was some upper management problems at that club that just sort of really made me question my whole life path.
And we had the rose lavender lattes. Or wait, what were we having that we discovered in Utah? And we got some before the show.
With London Fog?
Yes.
I put you on to London Fog.
No, but a rose London Fog. Remember?
Oh, yes.
It had the X Factor. Yes. And then we got them at Starbucks before we drove. Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know, it just wasn't sitting right.
It wasn't the same. Yeah. No, that was, oh my God. Oh, yeah, Wise Guys. That was probably our last time on the Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
that was, oh man. Oh, you met Josh.
Yeah,
you know, I look like Lil Bill, right? Mid that kid.
You've shown me him. Yeah, time.
We were hanging out at Dave and Buster's in Salt Lake City.
Whoa,
yeah,
one of the only places you can go in the town, I'm guessing.
Yeah, damn, I gotta get back out there. That was a blast. That was,
I know,
yeah, well.
That was a good
time. Yeah. Wow. You've improved my life in many ways.
You've improved this podcast.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming by.
And, oh, well, you have a podcast as well.
Yes, please.
I do.
That I love. That you know that I.
I know.
Yeah.
You're a fan.
Yeah.
It's called Composed. It's on every platform.
It's online.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can listen to it.
Anything else? You got any other plugs? Anything else besides the Nuggets? Game one, June 1st?
I know. And I fucking actually said I would do a show. And I just last night was like, can I go on last? Because I think I could still make it because the game's at 5:30.
For sure.
Took care of that. Listen, I'm doing a show at the Ice House June 3rd.
This will come out.
Yeah, it's actually going to be. What is this? June.
This will come out after.
Okay, so you've already seen me at the ice house, and you were blown the fuck away.
You loved it.
You saw the polar bear in the lobby.
You were blown away.
You saw the damn. Oh my god! I was just in there.
You were
parked in that little lot back there. You know.
I've never had the lot across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. This is like
I've been there once since it's been back open.
It's kind of, you know. Gotta get back out
it's
there.
It's different
more.
For sure. Oh.
But yeah, listen to Composed.
Yeah, listen to my pod. I feel like it's really just worth listening to.
What have you tackled recently? Because it's like very it's more light in terms of the content.
We're not getting into anything too heavy.
Yeah.
Although it is, you know, there's some nice like mental health stuff in there, you know.
What did you
not
do?
Intentionally I draw a lot of basketball like conclusions, like I see something in basketball and I'm like, that's real life right.
Sorry,
there.
I started playing basketball when
damn
you said,
what's on
my bet. Nah, I hit my Instagram on accident.
Oh shit,
my bet.
You're good.
All right, listen to Composed. Chase, Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Don't love this ending.
No, I know. Well, yeah, let's not end it. Don't end it yet.
Okay, no, maybe. No. I think it's a good place to end.
No, we don't have to end it yet. We can end it nicer.
I'm good to end.
No, it's a lot. You liked it more than the old one, right?
Well.
Wow. That's answer right now, please. This is really make the ending good.
Well, I know you. Yeah. I met Jack for the first time on the podcast. Yeah. So it's like, I mean,
I was looking forward to this. I was like, this is like this works.
Yeah.
You
but
know?
Zero disrespect against Jack. I mean, no, I like him. I thought he was a fun. I mean, he's still alive. I think he's a fun, funny guy.
Yeah.
But I just had never met him.
Mm-hmm. Did you say fun, funky guy?
I said funny.
Funny.
I would probably never say funky.
I would never.
Like, as a word? would you say stinky?
Yeah. But like just to be like, probably only to myself. Like I don't know if I'd say it out loud.
Yeah. That's where I land as well.
Yeah.
I like
is it
stinky.
The K and the Y?
Yeah. It's like too
funky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stink.
I actually don't
like stink.
Yeah, I always when I order an orange wine, I go, give me the one that's not funky, because they love to be like, okay, so this one's a little funky, and it's like it's always the one that like tastes like dirt.
Yeah,
like, just tastes like gross. But yeah, funk. Yeah, we gotta. Yeah.
Great podcast. I'm glad you guys are. Glad you guys are doing it.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Chase.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Chase.
Bye.